Can you recall an experience of having met someone who turned out to be different than what you thought? This week, a memory of such an instance was just brought to me by the Lord. It was many years ago. I was living in Germany, and it so happened that in a different part of the country, there was a prominent, towering theologian and scholar who arguably is the very expert in the topic of my dissertation. There was no expectation that it was anybody that I would have to meet, but it was more of an opportunity that presented itself. So I wrote a letter to him. You'll explain to the younger ones what that means, writing a letter. And doggone it if he didn't call my bluff. And he invited me to come and to meet him. And, I mean, just minutes of his time would be an honor. And I can remember I had to travel a considerable distance sort of across the country and left very, very early in the morning to make the journey in several trains. And I finally get to the university where he lived and worked. And he greeted me first by saying, "You must be really hungry. How about some breakfast?" I wasn't expecting that. And then he asked me if I would prefer to speak in German or English. And just beautiful hospitality. I said I would do my best with the German, and he proved to be very patient with me, smiling frequently, which was just a reminder of another word that I mispronounced. And then after breakfast, went to his office, and then what was really clearly a special place, a table, there was a picture, a single picture, and some books that were clearly used with prayer, not study, but prayer. And we walked over there, and he said, I want to ask you something. And there were maybe 10 younger people in the picture, and he asked me if I knew any of them. He had explained, if I understood it correctly, that the previous summer he had been a visiting professor in the United States at Boston College. And this was a group of doctoral students that he had for a seminar that he taught. And that he kept the picture with him because he was continuing to pray for them. He knew all of their names. I thought at that moment, man, whatever you got, I want. I mean, for the fruit of study to be so integrated into who you are, that's really inspiring to me. I didn't say that, but I certainly felt it. A few days ago, it was the second chapter of Rediscover Jesus, this book that we made available on Ash Wednesday that many of us are using as part of our Lenten discipline. And Matthew Kelly in his book said this, that Jesus is God's invitation. He begins with that sentence, that God wants himself to be known and does so through Jesus extending an invitation. Come to him and to meet him, to maybe set aside the expectations we have so we can meet him as he really is, that we can encounter the Lord. And the sentence is completed in this way: Jesus is God's invitation to live an incredibly abundant and fulfilling life. That the invitation that God extends to us through an encounter with Jesus is for an incredibly abundant and fulfilling life. Nothing mediocre in the way that God wants us to be living. Nothing at all. But the key rests in accepting that invitation and making our way to the Lord, turning to him, asking him to reveal himself to us, to show himself to us, to act through us, to speak to us. Whatever it might be for you, I know what it is for me. But to respond to that invitation In the gospel reading from the fourth chapter of Luke, Jesus' temptation in the desert, always proclaimed as gospel on the first Sunday of Lent. It sets the scene perfect for us in this time of grace. The devil says, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I mean, effectively, the devil does not respond to the invitation and chooses to reside in his own sense of greatness. In this instance, Milton was right that Satan prefers to reign in hell rather than serve in heaven. In this same second chapter from a few days ago, the end of the very short chapter is a prayer that just seems so appropriate at this moment for us all. I'd like you to pray this after me. Jesus, open my heart and my mind, so that I can get to know you as you really are. And let the church say amen.